Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. My name is Adam MacDonald, broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from warm and cloudy Dunedin, Florida, TD Ballpark, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, we have game two of the six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And for the St. Lucie Mets, it's a road trip that started off great, but the team is now on a backward slide as the Mets lost the opener against the Dunedin Blue Jays last night by a score of 6-2. Despite scoring first, the Mets have now lost four in a row, a season high. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays have won four straight after they won the final three games of a series at Daytona last week. Mets entered the game still in first place with a 26-14 record, but their seven-game lead that they started with on Sunday has all of a sudden been whittled down to four games over Jupiter. Dunedin has climbed out of the basement with the four-game winning streak. They are now fifth out of sixth in the West with an 18-22 record. Taking a look at complete standings, Jupiter 28-22-18, four behind the Mets in the East. Daytona 17-23, 9 back, and Palm Beach 14-26, 12 back. In the West, Fort Myers 26-13. The Muscles now have the best record overall in the league, a 5-game division lead over Clearwater, which is 21-18. Bradenton is 19-21, 7.5 out. Tampa has won 5 straight. Tarpons 19-21, 7.5 out. Dunedin 18-22, 8.5 out. Lakeland is 17-23, 9.5 back. We are going to step aside for a moment of silence and the national anthem. When we come back, we will have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's ballgame. Drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe in the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Two-oh pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Arania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! We're about 5 minutes from go time for the Mets and the Blue Jays, game two of a six-game series. Let's get to tonight's starting pitching matchup. for the Mets. Luis Moreno has moved from long man out of the bullpen to starting rotation. Again, if you missed it yesterday, the Mets have promoted Carson Seymour and Mike Vassell from the starting rotation up to High A Brooklyn. Very well-deserved promotions from those two draft picks, high draft picks last year. And so somebody needs to help take those guys' spot in the rotation. And Luis Moreno has been around for a while, so he will get the call. Moreno's had a good season, 2-0, but 3.49 ERA in seven games, only one start. That was at Palm Beach on May 5th. Not only was it his best appearance of the season, might have been one of the best starts for any Mets pitcher this season. He went 6 2/3, five hits, no runs, a walk, and three strikeouts against the Blue Jays that game. The Mets could not get him a win. They had to win in extra innings. They won the game. Moreno last appeared a week ago at Tampa. He pitched out of the bullpen, and it was really a masterclass in surviving and advancing. He finished out the game pitching the final 4 1/3 innings despite allowing 11 base runners, 7 hits and 4 walks, but only 1 run. And he did pick up the win. Moreno will look for a little more better smooth sailing tonight. He's the starter for the Mets. The starter for the Blue Jays is Michael Dominguez, who was just added back to the roster today. Dominguez, 15th round pick by Toronto out of Jefferson High School in Tampa in 2019. And the 21-year-old is a right-hander who stands 5'10 and weighs 175 pounds. And this season in Dunedin, Dominguez is 0-1 in five games, three starts with a 4.91 ERA, 18 and a third innings pitched, 16 hits, 10 runs, 10 walks and 22 strikeouts, a 1.42 whip. And Dominguez is just now leaving the bullpen beyond right field. By the time he gets into the dugout, freshens up and comes out and then starts his warm-up session, we're going to be well off the pace of a 6:30 start. Nothing makes me happier as a broadcaster. I kid. Let's get to the starting lineups. We'll begin with the Mets, who are still first in the league in hitting at 251 as a team, but they're only middle of the pack in runs scored. And case in point, last night, the Mets did bash out 9 hits. That was good, but only scored 2 runs in the 6-2 defeat. Alex Ramirez is leading off and playing center field. He's only 3 for 15 with 3 singles in this 4-game losing skid. Mets got to find a way to get him going. Omar De Los Santos was the bright spot for the Mets yesterday. He went 2 for 4. With 2 doubles and his 22nd stolen base, he's batting second once again. He's in right field. William Lugo picked up an RBI hit yesterday. He bats third and plays short. Stanley Consueger hits cleanup. He's in left. Jack Thomas Wold had a couple of hits, including a double yesterday. He's batting fifth and playing first base. Justin Guerrero hits sixth and plays at the hot corner. Raul Berciarte will DH and hit seventh. Good to see Raul back in there again. He came up lame on Sunday afternoon running down to first base in Tampa, but all he did was miss the end of that game and yesterday's game. Junior Tillian will play second and bat eighth, and Fernando Villalobos is the catcher batting ninth. Probably see a steady diet of Villalobos for a while. Drake Osborne unfortunately left the game yesterday with a shoulder injury. He's been placed on the 7-day injured list, and to take his spot on the roster, the Mets have sent over Vincent Perozzo from the Complex team. He is in uniform and available off the bench tonight. So the Mets are down to Villalobos and Perozzo as their two catchers, essentially, after starting the season with Osborne and Jose Rivera, who are both now on the injured list. It's a tough go for the Mets behind the plate right now. Switching sides to the Blue Jays, Adrian Pinto will lead off and play second. Esteban Machado, the number 13 Blue Jays prospect, bats second. He plays short. Gabriel Martinez is in left field hitting third. Rainer Nunez had a huge game yesterday, 3 for 4, 2 driven in, including a big game-breaking 2-run, 2-out single in the fifth inning. Damiano Palmigiani is batting fifth. He's at third. He had a home run last night. Roque Salinas sits sixth. He's in right. Francisco Fajardo is the DH, batting seventh. Jomar Hernandez hits eighth. He's the catcher. And Hugo Cardona is in center field, batting ninth. Fajardo, Hernandez, Cardona, the 7 through 9 hitters, did not play yesterday. Blue Jays have taken the field. They are in their home white uniforms. The hollowed out words Blue Jays on the front and the hollowed out numbers on the back, exactly like their parent club. Mets going to switch it up. They will go with the alternate orange jersey tops, the Florida Mr. Met on the left chest, blue numbers front and back, gray pants. Center fielder, number 25. And here comes Alex Ramirez to lead things off tonight. Alex, yesterday, tough day, 0 for 4, 2 strikeouts. Did hit a long fly ball to center field that actually turned out into a double play. Home plate umpire Austin Snow signals for first pitch. Here it is from Dominguez, and it's flown to center field by Ramirez, a jam shot. Cardona ranging over and making the grab in center field. One pitch, one out. As we begin this ball game, 6:31, first pitch, 80, 90 degrees and cloudy. I was off, my apologies. I thought we'd be way late, but that was actually pretty decently timed. Look, we've had games start 4 or 5 minutes late at Clover Park, so don't be throwing stones at a glass house, Adam. There's a strike to Omar De Los Santos after Alex Ramirez flied out in the first pitch, almost obliged to take that. Second pitch, it swung on and missed, a change of 83. Dominguez from the wind delivers the 0-2. And it's right down the middle for a called third strike, and Domar Santos, De Los Santos, runs out of the box and back to the dugout. He knew it immediately.
Shortstop, number 12, William
out
Ringo.
On a three-pitch strikeout. And less than a minute into this game, William Lugo is at the dish with two down and nobody on. And he will take a fastball right down the middle at 91. Well, Dominguez's last outing in early May, basically sinker, slider, and an occasional changeup. As this pitch is a called strike, an emphatic called strike here by Austin Snow. That was the slider at 84. And the 0-2, and it's popped up right side, medium depth, right center field, and it will be handled by the center fielder Cardona for a second time. A breezy start for Dominguez with two flyouts to center. And a strikeout looking. Luis Moreno, ready or not, making his second start of the season and his eighth appearance. When we come back for the bottom of the first, you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Oops, and wait, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Adrian Pinto takes the first pitch inside for ball one from Luis Moreno. As we start the home first inning, no score. Moreno working from the stretch. Throws one that's grounded up the middle. This will be cut off by Lugo. Spinorama, the throw is too high. Goes off the top of Wold's glove. And did that go into the dugout of Dunedin or not? It sure did. So that's going to be a single and an error, looks like. Well, Lugo, that was a great play to get to that ball. And the spin and throw, Wold is another 2 inches taller. Maybe he can snag that. Trying to keep his foot on the base and reach up high off his glove into the dugout. And yes, Pinto already up to second base on the second pitch from Moreno. And it is a hit and an error. And we're quick with that decision. And Esteban Machado will bat, and he will take a fastball outside at 94. And if you don't know by now, Moreno, essentially a two-pitch pitcher, fastball that sinks, sinker in the mid-90s, and the curve right around 80 miles an hour. There's a ground ball on the sinker. It goes to Lugo, who will look to third and throw to first and get the out. Look to third was too late. Pinto already made his way down there.
Number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Good read by Pinto. It was kind of hit right at him, but he took off on contact. So productive ground out for Machado brings up Gabriel Martinez. Early work here for Lugo at short. Here's a tapper to the mound. Picked up Mari Moreno. He checks the runner at third. Throws to first. Wold keeps his eye on third base the whole way. And the Mets get the out at first.
First baseman.
Wold Pinto at third base.
Reiner,
so a chance for Moreno to pitch around the leadoff infield hit and error. Keep this game scoreless through one. And he will face one of the most dangerous hitters in the league. Basically, it's this guy, Reiner Nunez, and Alex Ramirez, the two most lethal threats offensively in the league right now. Here's a slider low and away by Moreno. Well, that was not the big 12-6 curveball. That was the slide piece down and away. Nice stop by Villalobos. Here's a one that's off the end of the bat, right to Moreno. He'll field it himself, flip it to first, and get the out. So a couple of comebackers handled nicely by Moreno, and he is able to strand that runner. He picks up his defense. He played a scoreless first inning. On to the second, and we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It will be Consuegra, Wold, and Guerrera. 4, 5, and 6 in the Mets order against Michael Dominguez in the top of the second. No score. That was a 7-minute first inning. Going to be one of those games? This ball is fouled away by Consuegra on a check swing. Dominguez threw 7 pitches in the top of the first, all strikes. To 3 batters. Moreno threw 7 pitches in the bottom of the first to 4 hitters. So we got some guys up there swinging early as this pitch is up high. the first ball out of nine pitches from Dominguez. Swager foul tips the pitch at 91. Stanley yesterday, 2 for 4, a couple of singles. He also ran into two outs on the bases. There's a breaking ball popped up, and that's going to land back in the seats. So for those thinking, how did the Mets get nine hits but only two runs yesterday? And they ran into four outs on the bases. That will dwindle your chances to score some runs. 1-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss on a slider. And Swager strikes out. Second out, strikeout for Dominguez in the early going.
First baseman, number 19, Wolds. Jack Thomas Wold.
Wold missed those couple of weeks with the tight hamstring. But starting to come back around. He 2 for 3 with a double yesterday. Nearly hit a home run. The lefty swings to this pitch. Now he was maybe robbed by the high wall. That stretches from the right corner of the batter's eye all the way to the right field pole. As this pitch is low for a ball. It's maybe 3 feet shorter, the wall, from the right corner to the left field foul pole. But nobody's scaling a wall here in Dunedin and taking away a home run. This ball is swung through and missed. It's 1-2. Dominguez winds and fires, and Wold yanks this fair, hits the bag at first, and it will go into shallow right field. Wold's going to try to go to second, tracking it down as the second baseman, Pinto. He can't get it to the shortstop, Machado, in time, and Wold has a lucky double. That ball hit the bag at first base, popped up and went into shallow right, and that kind of died to no man's land, leading to Pinto chasing it down.
22, Justin Guerrero.
The Wold with doubles in consecutive games. He'll take the bounce. And that was a good read by him. He could have stopped at first. And he saw where it was trickling out to. Knew that Pinto was going to have to make a run for it. And with one out, he's in scoring position for Guerrero. Dominguez looks back and throws a pitch home too high on the heater at 91. Justin yesterday 1-for-3, a single and two strikeouts. This pitch swung through and missed, sinking fastball at 90, a ball and a strike. No score, one out, runner at second base in the top of the second. Dominguez slider too far inside. 2-1. We do have the automated ball strike system calling the shots tonight. Home plate umpire Austin Snow just relaying what he hears. Here's a broken bat bloop into shallow left center field on the run, and struggling to see it and being unable to make the catch is Martinez. Wold is going to round third and come home and score standing up on the broken bat bloop by Guerrero. I don't think Martinez saw it in the sun, and then he dove, didn't catch it, tried to trap it, and it went off of his glove and deflected from left field out towards center. And with that deflection, Wold can take the extra base. That's twice in the inning that Wold, you know, advanced a base on a deflected ball, one off a base, one off a glove. And the Mets have a 1-0 lead in the second inning. Next up is Raul Berciarte, and he takes the ball inside. Now good to see Raul back in there. Gave us a scare on Sunday, busting it down the line late in the game, trying to get a single. He bloops this one to right field, falling fast. Guerrero waits to make sure it gets to the turf. Holds up halfway, then goes up to second base. The Mets have 3 consecutive hits with one out in the second inning. Wold, Guerrero, and now Berciarte. See if Junior Tillian can make it 4 straight. First, we'll have a Now a visit from Drew Hayes, the pitching coach for the Blue Jays. But yes, Bercierta trying to leg out an infield single late on Sunday in the heat. Pulled up lame. Was removed from the game. But with all of Sunday night to rest, Monday as well, being on the bench yesterday, good enough to at least DH tonight. And immediately pays that decision off by Robbie Robinson to insert him into the lineup with a single. It's a brief mound visit. Now Dominguez will deal with Tillian. Has 9 hits, 36 at-bats this season. A couple of home runs, including one in Tampa last week. 1-0 St. Lucie, one out, runners on first and second. Dominguez looks back to Guerrero and throws home. Slider off the plate for ball one. There's stirring in the Dunedin bullpen. A couple of pitchers windmilling their arms around beyond the right field wall. One oh home. And it swung on a miss, the high changeup. Ball and a strike. Missed the pregame show, relayed that Dominguez added to the Dunedin roster today. He's not pitched since early in May. There's another changeup swung on, missed. It's 1-2. Last game on May 7th. In that contest, giving up only one hit, but walked three, hit two. Four total runs in just 3 1/3 innings. There's a swing and a miss on a slider, and he quickly dispatches Tillian for out number two. Dominguez now has struck out three Mets.
Catcher number 46.
And it's Villalobos from the bottom of the order. Looking for that first St. Lucie Met hit. He's going to get a lot of at-bats, would appear, in the coming days and weeks. First pitch, he will check his swing on appeal. He did not go, says Chase Eubanks. Guerrero on second, Bercierta on first. 1-0, Villalobos takes the slider outside. That's a close pitch, and double clutch by the catcher Hernandez. Was waiting to hear a strike, but ABS says no. A big swing and a miss. Fastball at 92, best velocity so far for Dominguez. Set with the 2-1. Fastball paints the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Dominguez comes set with the high leg kick and delivers the 2-2 home, and it's a late swing and a miss on a slider by Villalobos. He strikes out. And the Mets strike out three times in the inning, but they also get three hits in the inning. Settle for one run. Two are stranded. 1-0 Mets halfway through the second inning. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, third baseman, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Luis Moreno got 3 outs on his final 5 pitches of the bottom of the first. 3 ground outs, weak contact, including 2 on comebackers. And he faces Damiano Palmigiani. A fun name to say. I'll try not to butcher it throughout this series. Figure we'll have at least 3 more games with him in there. Palmigiani checks his swing on a pitch outside, ball 1. And takes the slider away. Boy, the slider from Moreno. A few of them now. Not really for strikes, but a different look. Here's a fly ball out to the right, and that will land up in the vacant seats here at TD Ballpark. Had a light crowd tonight. Nobody down in that Eddie's Bar area that I like so much. Had a whole big group down there yesterday, drinking and carrying on. Here's a high bouncer to Guerrera at third. He will throw off balance, and Wold will scoop it. Down to one knee, Jack Thomas.
Right
catches
fielder,
it out head high. Not the best throw by Guerrera, running forward off balance, but good enough. He points to Wold. Saying good job picking him up. Well, Mets infield's got to be ready tonight, apparently. We've had 5 batters for the Blue Jays. They've all hit grounders on the infield. One an infield hit, and the other 4 outs. There's a foul off to the right towards the on-deck circle on the Blue Jays' side. Strike 1 on Roque Salinas. Left-handed batter with very upright stance. There's a pitch inside. There's the curve. It's a 1-1. Fastball, no good up high. Sometimes Moreno runs into trouble with his command, but if hitters are going to swing early, put balls in play, that really takes the command out of the equation. Here's a high bouncer to Lugo. Sets for a good throw. The shortstop makes the play. Another ground ball. So the sinker is doing its thing. Sinking and being pounded into the turf. I think we've mentioned them all. But the Mets' defense tonight, Guerrera at third, Lugo at short, Montillion at second, and Wold at first. Here's a bunt, and it's to Guerrera. He will bare hand, and he will not be able to pick it up. It's a bunt single for Francisco Fajardo. You saw that Guerrera is playing way back at third. Justin do-or-die play. Tries to bare hand it. Didn't quite bounce up into his palm.
Catcher, number 1.
Just scraped the fingertips. The second infield hit of the game for the Blue Jays. The second bunt hit of the series for the Jays. So tying run on the first. 2 outs in the second. 1-0 St. Lucie. Jomar Hernandez, the catcher, at the dish. A right-handed hitter. And he will swing and miss at the slider away. Strike 1. And a check over to first. Fajardo is safe.
0-1. This pitch, another slider just away. Well, the Hawkeye is saying that this is a curveball, but I do not see that at all. I mean, this is clearly sliding action. And much different from the 12-6 breaker. This fastball misses inside. It's 2-1 on Hernandez. That fastball, though, is moving. Vertically and horizontally. That's going to be a tough pitch to hit. Curveball for a strike on the corner. Just did hit the outside corner. 2-2. Curveball fouled away. Hernandez stays alive. Hernandez, 8 hits and 37 at-bats this year. Only driven in one run. Pardo has an above-average lead at first base, but he has not run. There's a fastball, and it's in the dirt, but strike three. Villalobos makes the throw to first base to confirm it. That's the first strikeout for Moreno. Another good inning. Strands a runner at first base.
The
Mets will take their 1-0 lead to the third. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Top of the order batting for the Mets, who lead 1-0 in the third. First time through the order, the Mets struck out 4 times, but did get 3 hits and a run. The 3 hits were all consecutive. There's Ramirez. He takes a slider from Michael Dominguez away. Alex flew out to center field on the game's first pitch, so he is 0-1. Takes the slider at the knees for a strike. Still hitting 342, 375 on base. OPS of 888. Lays off this slider. 3 home runs. The league leader with 4 triples. Tied for the team lead with 10 doubles. And he pops this one up. Shallow center field, 3 J's converging, and it's Pinto, the second baseman, ranging long ways out to make that catch.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
So 3 in a row, retired by Dominguez after 3 straight hits. And Omar De Los Santos will come up. He struck out on 3 pitches in the first. He will foul this one off, and that caught a piece of the catcher Hernandez, like his right leg. He'll walk it off, and the home plate umpire Austin Snope walk the ball out to the mound. Well, the Mets enter today 26-14, first in the East, but by 4 games. They woke up on Sunday morning with a 7-game lead. Jupiter's gotten hot, the Mets have gone cold, and that just shows you how fast things can change in the standings. This ball is stroked into center field, running in, trying to make the adjustment as Cardona. He's got it. That ball was knuckling. Cardona had a good bounce and a good read.
Now batting number 12, William Lugo.
Well struck by De Los Santos with the second out of the inning, and William Lugo will bat. Dunedin has won 4 straight, 18-22, as the Jays try to get close to 500 for a slow start to the season. Lugo takes the ball outside and then swings through a fastball. Dunedin won 6-2 last night, overcoming an early 1-0 deficit. One pitch swung on a missed. It's 1-2. Lugo asks for time. It's granted. One, two pitch. Strike 3 on the corner. No recourse for Lugo with the ABS system. He just has to accept it. Well, it's a bounce back inning for Dominguez. He gets the Mets 1-2-3 like he did in the first. Go to the home third. 1-0 Mets. It'll be 9-1-2 in the Dunedin order against Luis Moreno.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Hugo Cardona takes a big cut and misses. The first pitch Moreno offers in the home third. 1-0 Mets. Cardona, the 9-hitter, first game in the series, takes a high fastball out of the zone, 1-1. Only his 16th at-bat. He's just 3-for-15 so far. This pitch runs inside. 94. Two-one. Slider 85 for a strike. Evens the count 2-2. Curveball this time, low and away. One at 80. It's a full count. Moreno's fastball overthrown for ball 4. Way outside. He ran it up to 96, but clearly trying too hard to pump that one by.
44, Adrian Pinto.
So the first walk is actually rather encouraging for Moreno. Now back to the top in Pinto. We'll see if the strategy changes here for Dunedin. They were early, eager swingers against Moreno. First time through the order. Runner goes, pitches a curve for a strike, throw down to second. Not going to be in time. So Cardona steals second immediately on the duo of Moreno and Villalobos, and the tying run at second base with no out. Pinto, infield single, first time up. Cardona there, the right pitch to go on the curve at 80. And there's another curveball. This one hit towards Wold. He will field it in fair territory and step on first base. That ball was tailing away towards foul ground the whole time, but Wold got to it fast. Making sure he could get the out. Productive out for Pinto as Cardona was able to scamper down to third. So the Mets infield will come in trying to protect the 1-0 lead. Esteban Machado up. First pitch, he takes a fastball outside at 91. Machado grounded out to Lugo at short in the first inning. There's the ball fouled straight back. 1-1. Yesterday, Machado, the top prospect on the Dunedin team, went 0-3, 0-4 with three strikeouts. Now 0-5 in the series. Curveball down and in, two balls and a strike. 24 hits, 91 at bats, has not homered. Only eight driven in. Reno's 2-1 pitch. Sails high and out, ball three. Moreno isn't exactly flooding the strike zone. 18 strikes, 16 balls to this point. Three-one pitch, ball four. Second walk in three batters this inning. Machado down to first with the free pass, sets up runners at the corners. Martinez will come up. Out on a comebacker last time.
Martinez.
Let's remember all the early outs as Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, wants a mound visit. It might have been a discussion in that Dunedin dugout. They look at Reno's scouting report, know from at least last year and his last appearance that he's not a prolific strike thrower. So if you're swinging early and giving him easy outs, you don't really have the chance to take the walks. Well, now they've tightened up and laid off pitches, and now they've been rewarded with two walks, stolen base. And they have the heart of the order coming up with Martinez and then the very lethal Nunez. Yeah, a week ago, Moreno pitched the final four and a third innings. It was not an easy appearance. One run, quite remarkable considering the Yankees affiliate had seven hits and four walks against him. It was a great job to weasel around trouble. Trying to do that again this inning. Mound visit over, and the first pitch to Martinez is a sinking fastball for a strike. Then a nice arm side run to it. That's the pitch that's going to get you ground balls. Pickoff throw. Ooh, close. Wold nearly sold it. A quick slap on the back of Machado. Now the Mets want to hold Machado if they can. He's got a big lead. But you lose him, and you lose a double play if he steals second. He's got a lead like he's going to go. There's a swing and a miss on that same fastball. This one at 95. And it's 0-2. Well, Mets would certainly love a double play ball. They're hoping for it, probably planning on it. They've turned 41 double plays through 40 games. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, spoiled foul. Martinez just lunging at it. Stays 0-2. Ground ball to third. Guerrera goes to second for one. Tilly into first in plenty of time. There it is, right on cue. The 5-4-3 double play. Moreno again busting that sinker low and in, getting the easy ground out. He avoids trouble with that leadoff walk. Strands another runner at third base with less than two outs. Mets take their 1-0 lead to the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Swagger, Wold, and Guerrero will hit against Dominguez in the top of the fourth. Mets lead 1-0. And Stanley fouls one back. Jack Thomas Wold doubled in the second, and Guerrero drove him in the next batter. It's the game's only run. Dunedin has had a couple of shots to get on the board, but Moreno doing his thing, getting better when he's in trouble, just like last week. Consuegra unloads on one to deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. Stanley Consuegra, a solo bomb, his third of the season, and it gives the Mets a 2-0 lead. A no-doubter to left center. Past the Bowser's billboard, whatever that is, out towards that elementary school, which sits just feet behind TD Ballpark.
First baseman, number 19, Jack Thomas.
That's first home run of this series. High fives all around for Stanley as he gets back in the dugout. He's got three hits in the series now. Now Wold takes the ball outside. That home run snapped the streak of five and over tired. As this pitch is a strike. And change up outside. Well, 2-0 Mets. This is their biggest lead since their last win, which came last Thursday. Wold gets a hold of one. He drives that deep left field. Martinez going back. He will look up. This ball's gone. Bye-bye baseball. Jack Thomas Wold to the opposite field to make it 3-0 Mets. Back-to-back homers for Consuegra and Wold. And for Wold, that's number one on the season.
Third baseman, number 22,
starting to come around. That big double yesterday nearly got it out of the park. The high wall robbed him, this time over the wall in left. Can Justin Guerrero make it three in a row? He will take this one from Dominguez for a strike on the inside corner. So some energy for the Mets on these home runs, something that they really have lacked during this four-game losing skid. As Guerrero takes a strike, it's 0-2. And Dominguez throws a slider away. All right, let's get to the StatCast numbers for Consuegra. His home run, a real rocket, 111 off the bat. A low launch angle of 20 degrees. Guerrero hooks one deep, but this is going to turn foul. Oh, he was on it. Nearly three in a row. Too far out in front. 439 feet for Consuegra. My goodness. That really was a shot. Hit it that far at that low of a 20-degree angle. Guerrero fouls this one back. And Guerrero will fly one shallow right field. Pinto, second baseman, puts it away with the first out of the inning. Guerrero narrowly missing a home run late in that at bat. Comes to the flyout.
Now batting, number 24, Raul Berciarta.
Raul Berciarta will hit. The Wold home run came on the same pitch that Consuegra hit his, a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Wold, 98-mile-an-hour exit velocity, high launch angle of 34 degrees. And once you know it, the Hawkeye system did not pick up the distance. First pitch to Berciarta, a strike. Next pitch, foul tipped, strike two. And Berciarta goes after the high fastball and strikes out. He's now 1-4-2. Five strikeouts.
Second baseman, number 18.
Six strikeouts. Now for Dominguez, doing his best to shake off the long balls. Tillian is up. And he takes a slider at the knees for strike one. A 1 slider outside corner for strike. That's an impossible pitch to hit. 0-2 pitch. This is a called third strike in the outside corner. That one looks like it's impossible. Man, ABS really giving that inch off the outside corner. And back-to-back strikeouts for Dominguez to shake off a rocky start to the fourth inning. Good inning for the Mets. Always good when you go back-to-back with the long ball. Consuegra and Wold making it 3-0. We're in the middle of the fourth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Luis Moreno pitching with the 3-run lead facing Rainier Nunez, one of the most dangerous hitters in the entire Florida State League. He can't do a whole lot of damage on his own. nobody on base. He went 3-for-4 yesterday. Today, 0-for-1 with the ground out and a comebacker. It's a 1-1 count. Moreno throws one that's grounded to first. Wold down to one knee, picks it, runs to first, gets the out. 3 and assisted. Right to Wold. A lot of room down the first base line as Wold was shaded a little bit to his right. It worked out. And Nunez, he came in as Palmigiani comes to the plate. Nunez came in third in the league in hitting and batting average. First in home runs with 10, second in RBIs with 28. As Palmigiani gets into one, deep left center fielder. Mears on the run. He will play that off a hop and quickly get it to the cutoff man. And Palmigiani, a one-out double for the Blue Jays in the home fourth.
Right fielder,
Nunez leads the league in slugging. Second in OPS. Second in hits behind Ramirez. The Mets much rather face Nunez with a multiple run lead to lead off an inning like they just did. Now here's Roque Salinas, 0-for-1 at the ground out. He will shoot one foul off the sweet level window. People asking if I have my window in the booth closed. Yes, I do. I'm no dummy. Yesterday, quickly learned that it's better to have it closed just in case. As this ball is fouled back, that one far off. I also realized that, you know, I got a great personal air conditioning unit in here. Keep the window closed. Feel nice and cool.
Right in that aisle.
0-2 pitch is fouled off, and there's bus driver Ed on the crowd mic down below. You can hear him. He's giving directions to a kid on how to go find the ball. I knew Ed's down there somewhere. Can't quite seem like Ed did in Tampa. O2 pitch on Salinas, and he golfs at it and misses. Strike three, sit down, Roque Salinas. Tied up, uppercut swing.
Now batting, number
second strikeout for Moreno. Trying once again to put up a zero, despite having a runner in scoring position and less than two outs. He's facing Francisco Fajardo, who reached on a bunt single in the second. Chokes up on the bat and grounds one to Wold, who fields it hip high, runs to first. Another 3 unassisted, another ground ball. Good work by Moreno. That's what you want. His offense gets him a couple of home runs. He has a shutdown inning. At least a scoreless inning, working around the double.
Fans,
going
sure
to the fifth at TD Ballpark. 3-0 Mets on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
The Mets, number 46, Fernando Villalobos.
New pitcher on the mound for the Blue Jays as we start the fifth inning. The Mets up 3-0. And Fernando Villalobos at the plate. The new pitcher is right-hander Justin Kelly, replacing the starter Michael Dominguez with the first four. Kelly's first pitch is fouled back. Kelly signed by Toronto after the draft. It's a free agent last summer. Utah Ute from Salt Lake City. Curveball, 79, no good. It's 1-1. Kelly pitched in 11 games for Dunedin last year after the draft. That's quite a few. This pitch is a strike, and he's back in Dunedin this year, where he is 0-2 in 10 relief appearances, two saves and two tries, 3.10 ERA. 1-2 on Villalobos, and he will take one in the dirt. It's 2-2. Villalobos struck out in the second. Dominguez went four innings, five hits, three runs, all earned. No walks and seven strikeouts. He threw 60 pitches. Pretty good work by the Mets after he threw just seven in the first inning to get him out after four. Villalobos fouls one away. The three Dunedin pitchers, though, Svensson yesterday, Wallace yesterday, and Dominguez today have combined for 17 strikeouts and not one walk. Villalobos lines one off the glove of the diving Pinto at second base, and it's into right field for Villalobos' first St. Lucie hit. That would have been some all-time bad luck if he was robbed on that one. Pinto laid out. That's a base hit.
Center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
Villalobos on first. The Mets want the ball. Now that's a keeper. First Florida State League hit. Mets dugout cheering him on. Back to the top in Alex Ramirez, who leads the Florida State League in hits. He's 0-2. I wonder if he kept his first hit. That would have been last June in Fort Myers. His pro debut. Had never played in the Dominican Summer League or the GCL, the FCL. His first pro game. 18-year-old in single A. 0-1 pitch, swung on a miss. It's nothing and two. And he might be running into his last few games in single A. And one of the best hitters in the league since the start. O-2 pitch, and this one's lined right back up the middle for a base hit. That was a mistake by Kelly. The meatball down the middle. Ramirez whacks it in the center on one hop.
Right fielder, number 21.
First hit of the series. Snapping an 0-for-6 start. And the Mets are set up for a promising inning. Already leading 3-0. First and second, no outs. De Los Santos, the number two hitter at the plate. And the Mets don't do a lot of bunting, but with De Los Santos' speed, the third baseman Palmigiani backing up. Now Omar's going to take this curveball for a strike on the inside corner, show no signs squaring. Kelly throws a fastball outside. Not much on that one, 86. De Los Santos has struck out looking and lined out to center. They're going 2-for-4 yesterday. 1-1, he foul tips this pitch for strike two. The curve again at 79. looks back. Villalobos at second. Throws this fastball, and it's hit a long way by Omar De Los Santos off the glove of the center fielder Cardona, who just missed. Villalobos is being waved in. He has to because Ramirez is hot on his heels. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's cut off by Nunez, the first baseman. Actually, deflected off his glove, rolled towards home plate. It's an RBI double for De Los Santos, and it's 4-0 Mets. Villalobos scoring. He was running back to second base. He thought that short ball might have been caught by Cardona. It nearly was. It went off of his mitt, then off the wall. And Alex Ramirez hot on the heels of Villalobos. There was no way that he could be held at third base. That would have forced Ramirez back to second. So it worked out. The relay throw too late. Now Lugo up with runners at second and third, and he will fly one off to the right, and that will land in the stands. De Los Santos with his third double of the series. That one to straightaway center. A near catch by Cardona. I'll tell you what, yesterday's center fielder for the Blue Jays, Salinas, would have had it. And Lugo bloops another one foul off to the right. Heads up in the stands. Not a lot of people in the stands, but that ball is going right to them. The Mets, three straight hits to start this inning. Third time in the game the Mets have had three straight batters get a hit. Lugo waits on the 0-2, and he takes it low. Good eye. 4-0 lead, a chance to make it 5-0. Maybe 6 with the hit. Certainly with De Los Santos' speed out there on second. Time called by the catcher Hernandez. That is step off number one. Kelly, the 1-2, and it's hammered into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. De Los Santos stays put at third, and Lugo battles from 0-2. Takes a tough pitch and tomahawks a ball into left field to make it 5-0. Four consecutive hits for the Mets
left
tonight.
Fielder, number five,
here in the fifth.
Stanley Consuegra.
This is a good answer for the Mets to a four-game losing streak. Not been a lot of energy in the losing streak, but that dugout's alive right now. The bats are hot. The Mets, 9 hits yesterday, but 2 runs today. They have 9 more hits, but 5 runs. And they're set up with first and third and nobody out for perhaps more. Justin Kelly getting whacked around here. Drew Hayes, the pitching coach, out for another visit. And more rustling in that Dunedin bullpen. Kelly has yet to record an out. So in the first inning, you had Wold, Guerrera, and Bercierta had 3 consecutive hits. In the fourth inning, Consuegra and Wold went back-to-back home runs. And here in the fifth inning, Villalobos, Ramirez, De Los Santos, Lugo. 4 straight base knocks. Consuegra up for the first time since his home run. 439-foot shot to left center. And he takes this over-the-top curveball for a strike. Kelly, the 0-1, swing and a miss on another curve. This one probably out of the zone. 0-2. Kelly's pitch in the dirt. Throw back to first base to get Lugo is in time. Well, I don't know. Boy, Lugo thought that ball bounced away, so he was too far from first base, and the catcher Hernandez threw him out at first. Now Lugo, no argument, and now Robbie Robinson is going to have an argument. Well, Lugo didn't fight initially, but I thought that he got the arm back in before the tag. That's not the way the umpire Chase Eubanks saw it. And Eubanks And with the runners on base positioned between the mound and second, not right there at first base to see it properly. So a pickoff for the first out. That's another out the Mets have run into on the bases in this series. And it's a 1-2 on Consueger, and he will foul one away. Now it becomes important for Consueger to try to get one through the drawn-in infield or hit a fly ball to get that run in from third base. And he chases, and the ball gets away, picked up by the catcher Hernandez. The throw to first base is just in the nick of time to get Consueger. Boy, Hernandez really struggled to find that ball. Had to fight through the umpire to get it. That is out number two.
Jack Thomas Wold.
And Wold will hit with De Los Santos on third base and two down. Omar was there with no outs. The Mets were looking to get him home to make it 6-0. See if Wold can make it a three-hit game. He's already doubled and homered today. And he takes this curveball for a strike. De Los Santos with the third baseman, Paul Maggiani, way off, almost at shortstop. I mean, Omar is close to halfway down the line after that pitch was delivered. Wold will ground one foul pass first. And it's 0-2. And we wait while Salinas, the right fielder, has to go all the way onto the warning track to get that ball. Five nothing Mets, two outs in the top of the fifth. Kelly, the 0-2, Wold will take it in the dirt. Good stop by Hernandez. A ball and two strikes. Omar De Los Santos running halfway down to home. The pitch outside for a ball. And that's got to be tough as a right-handed pitcher. You're looking at De Los Santos, he starts charging home. And he gets about halfway there as you start to deliver. And he's doing it again. Paul Maggiani way off at third. Oh, man, can he go? Wold going to shoot one to left field, and that's going to be tracked down by Martinez. Wold stung it well, but it hangs up, and the inning is over. A really good inning for the Mets. They scored two. They had a potential third run at third base with no outs. Strand them there. They'll settle for back-to-back two-run innings and a 5-0 lead at the halfway point. And we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jomar Hernandez grounds one to third, deflects off the glove of Guerrera. Goes all the way out to left field in Consuegra. And Hernandez has a leadoff single against Luis Moreno in the home fifth. As the Blue Jays try to get something going, trying to take some positive out of that last inning. There's a runner on third and no outs, and kept De Los Santos from scoring to make it 6-0. Now it's Hugo Cardona. He drew a walk last time up. And here's a high fastball from Moreno. Moreno's done well tonight. Four hits now and two walks, but no runs against him. This one somewhat like last week. As this ball is outside. Not quite the seven hits and four walks in four and a third innings. Mets won that game 9-3. They won the next night, haven't won since. Here's a ground ball, and that one's foul right at home plate. In this Mets four-game losing streak, Mets outscored 24-7. Closest loss by four runs. But tonight, at least in the first half of the game, a different story with the 5-0 lead. Moreno's pitch is hit deep out to right field. Back is De Los Santos, and he's got it for the out. Omar on his horse and right at the warning track. Makes the catch. Again, TD Ballpark, if you didn't tune in last night, not an overly big stadium, dimension-wise, or actually, you know, seating capacity-wise, a very intimate setting in a little intimate town in Dunedin. You got 400 to center and 328 down the left field and right field walls. Curveball stays high to Adrian Pinto. Try to make it a little more fair to the pitchers with the high walls all the way around. The wind has been blowing out to center and left the last two nights. Ground ball foul the third. And it's 1-1. And Dunedin, it's a sleepy little town. Just a little bit north and west of Clearwater, which is where the team stays and where the Clearwater Threshers play. The ball inside. And this neighborhood is, or this ballpark is almost smack in the middle of the neighborhood. You're just driving through, you know, two-lane streets with homes all around, quaint little houses, and all of a sudden a library and a stadium pop up. Elementary school beyond left field. A VFW across the street as this pitch goes high. And you really have to go really out of your way to find this ballpark. That might hinder attendance at some points, but for the Blue Jays, what a great facility and little town to train in. Very peaceful and quiet. 3-1 pitch as a strike on the outside corner. Meanwhile, Clearwater Threshers, you know, their stadium is located right off U.S. Highway 19, which, oh man, that might, oh, feels like an interstate at times. As big and as fast-paced and crowded as it is. Can't miss it. 3-2 pitch, and that one's fouled away by Pinto. He stays alive. Another 3-2 pitch coming. And this one's grounded softly to Guerrera. His one play is to first, and he launches it far and away from Wold, who will pick it up and run it back to first base. E5 on Guerrera.
Now batting number 14, Esteban Machado.
Rushed the throw, maybe feeling that Pinto was going to beat it, and he was not. only the second error for the Mets today, both on the left side of the infield. Hernandez, on that throwaway, was able to go to third. And now Esteban Machado will come up. So instead of two down on runner at second, they're at the corners with one out. Machado, the lefty, drew a walk last time up, and he takes this changeup outside at 90. Five nothing Mets, but the Blue Jays threatening again. Fastball up and away. It's 2-0. Machado overall in the series, 0-5. Moreno's pitch is fouled away, straight back. That's hopeful for another double play ball. They got one to get out of a first and third situation in the third inning. Runner goes. 2-1 pitches a ball. No throw from Villalobos to second. As Pinto dives in headlong safely. Pinto with his third stolen base already in the series. And now the double play is out of order and a hit. Cut the deficit for the Blue Jays down to 3 runs. A 3-1 pitch, and it's a ground ball to Tillian at second. He will surrender the run, get off a good throw for the second out. Scoring from third base is Hernandez, and the Blue Jays are on the board. They now trail 5-1.
Number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Going to third base was Pinto. RBI ground out 4-3 for Machado. And now Martinez will bat. He's 0-2. Mets defense back at regular depth. A balk was called. There's the second run. Yelled out by Chase Eubanks, the base umpire. And it's 5-2. Looking down in the Mets dugout, don't see any argument. Base is empty as the first pitch is a ball high. So 2 runs for each team here in the bottom of the fifth. And, yeah, the Mets, as this pitch is swung on and missed, and Martinez nearly falls over. Mets miss out on a chance to drive in De Los Santos from third base with no outs. Would have made it 6-0. An error in this inning. Had a chance to get them out of the inning unscathed. And now, instead of possibly a 6-run lead, it's only 3. There's the ball fouled away. And these are all kind of things that happen to teams that are on extended losing streaks as they try to break those. You never see a team that loses a bunch of games in a row and then, you know, wins running away without some type of obstacle. And we all know the Mets, for the most part this season, they win the hard way. 26 wins, tied for the most in the league, and a lot of those are right down to the wire. There's a breaking ball. It stays 2-2 on Martinez. That hey-o didn't get much of a response, did it? Fastball up at 94. Looking down to the Mets bullpen, and there's a lot of movement down there. Don't see anybody throwing yet, but some stretching with the bands. This ball fouled back. Reno another 3-2, and this one is swung on a miss by Martinez. Good job by Moreno there. Yes, he balked in the second run, but he had to deal with an error. Just one earned run in the inning. Again, both teams scored twice in the fifth. It'll be 5-2 Mets. in the sixth when we come back on the Sutton Sea Vets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucimets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Justin Guerrero leads off for the Mets in the sixth inning against Justin Kelly, and he takes a curveball low. Well, the Mets hit Justin Kelly around pretty good in the fifth, 4 straight hits. Kelly got the key pickoff from his catcher, Hernandez, of Lugo at first base. That tilted the inning back in his favor. Guerrero takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Guerrero's error in the last inning at third actually led to both runs being unearned. So that's good news for Moreno. 5 innings with no earned runs. And this ball is away. And Justin normally very good at third base, but the throws lately have been hit or miss. Extremely strong arm. As he takes this pitch for a strike, sometimes it feels like he almost goes too low of an arm slot. He can kind of sail on him. And it all happens so fast, it's don't really have a lot of time to digest those things. And he foul tips this pitch. Dropped. Rattles in and out of it, Hernandez. So Guerrero gets another try. Drove in the Mets' first run in the second. And popped out in the fourth after narrowly missing a home run to left that would have made it 3 straight home runs. Here he checks his swing. This ball is fouled away into the Dunedin dugouts. Well, it's 5-2 Mets here. What else is happening in the Florida State League today? I will tell you after this pitch. Kelly delivers, and it's hit out to deep right center field. Cardona giving chase. He looks up. Bye-bye baseball. Justin Guerrero gets the home run he was looking for last time. Over the high wall and deep right center field. The Mets' third home run of the night. That'll make him feel better after the error, and it's 6-2 Mets.
Designated hitter, number 24,
wow.
Raul.
Well, he hit it well, but I did not think to that part of the park it was going to go. Out towards the West Jet Bar. And they have some drink rail seats. There's a curveball for a strike to Bear Sierta. All right, well, the Mets hit 4 home runs last Thursday, their last win. They have 3 tonight. Bear Sierta swings and misses. All right, before we get to the out-of-town scoreboard, let's stat-cast it up for Justin Guerrero. Exit velocity on that homer was 106 miles per hour. We have an automatic third strike called on Bear Sierta. Well, as the hitter, he violates the pitch clock.
Second baseman, number 18.
First clock violation tonight. Results in out number one. 30-degree launch angle for Guerrero, and for whatever reason, the second of the three Mets home runs is not, they did not capture the distance. It's disappointing. But for Guerrero, it was a fastball right at the top of the zone at 93 miles an hour, 92. This pitch bends Junior Tilling back for a ball. For Guerrero, that was home run number three. So Consuegra and Guerrero with their third, and Wold with his first. Tillian chops one foul. Now to the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. We know it's 6-2 Mets here. Tampa and Lakeland in a doubleheader today. Tampa has won the first game and closing in on winning the second. It's gotten into the Tarpons. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Tillian strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Justin Kelly after surrendering the home run to Guerrero. Remember when the Mets beat Tampa last Thursday with the four home runs? That was Tampa's 10th loss in 11 games. They've won five straight and are about to make it six straight. I told you they were a streaky team. This is on a different level. Go 10 of 11 losing and then winning six in a row. There's a pitch for a strike to Villalobos. One for two with a single and a run. Clearwater's beating Jupiter 6-2 in the fourth inning. That's good news. Scores hold here and there. The Mets will get a five-game lead back in the East. But a ways to go here and there. Matching scores, 6-2. Mets game a little further along than Jupiter, which is still batting in the fourth inning. One-one on Villalobos inside. Fort Myers is up 9-2 at Bradenton. Fort Myers can't stop, won't stop. And no score between Palm Beach and Daytona in the fourth inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This ball is walloped by Villalobos. Bye-bye baseball. Wow. Another four home run game for the St. Lucie Mets. As Villalobos rips one to right field, just does clear the high wall. And the Mets have a 7-2 lead. Villalobos did not have a hit for St. Lucie coming in to the night. Now he has hits in two straight, including his first St. Lucie home run.
25, Alex Ramirez.
So twice in a week, this ball is popped up by Ramirez in the center. The Mets dugout ignored Villalobos as he entered the dugout, waited till he sat down, and then jumped on him. Well done, boys. Inning over, another good one for the Mets. Wow, 2-4 home run games in a week for St. Lucie. Very impressive. 7-2 Mets at the end of the top of the sixth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets.
I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Luis Moreno back out for the sixth inning. The 5-run lead again. He has not allowed an earned run. And Rainier Nunez swings and misses at a pitch. It's 0-1 on the cleanup man, who is 0-2 today. Curveball too high, 1-1. I think there continues to be action in the Mets bullpen. Moreno came into this inning at 73 pitches. See Levi David down there soft tossing. Nunez gets under one, a curveball, and pulls it left side in the air. And Guerra is going to bounce back and make the catch. Lugo playing right behind just in case.
Number six, Damiano Palmigiani.
One down. And Palmigiani back up. Moreno's first pitch, curveball away. Palmigiani 1-for-2 with the double. He fouls one right back. 1-1. I mentioned Fort Myers winning 9-2 at Bradenton. Fort Myers, the Mighty Muscles, the Twins affiliate, on quite a run. This pitch is outside. They are 13-3 in their last 16 games. As this pitch misses. And another pitch just off the plate. Palmigiani. Oh, no, a late strike call. Maybe this wants to be a little late tonight. That pitch looked off. Some of these pitches on the outside corner to right-handers have looked off, and I got a good look right behind home plate. ABS is calling those. 3-2, and this pitch is outside. And low to boot. Palmigiani is on base. Robbie Robinson looking at the iPad down there, it looks like.
Right fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Not making a move as Salinas is due to hit. Salinas a ground out or strikeout. That would be acceptable for the Mets. Either or. First pitch, a high fastball. Also, Justin Rock, the fine broadcaster for Daytona, relayed this nugget a few hours ago. See if I can find it on the old bird, Twitter machine. This pitch is in the dirt. And it relates to the series between the Cardinals and the Tortugas. Wait on this pitch. There's one outside. 3-0. So there's no score in that game right now. Those two teams have played 7 times this year. There have been 5 walk-offs and 6 games decided by 1 run and 6 games decided in the team's final at-bat. Most of those are Cardinals wins down in Jupiter, but Daytona won in a walk-off last night. There's a fastball for a high strike. So looks like another nail biter over at Daytona Beach. Five walk-offs in seven games between two teams? That's crazy. 3-1 pitch, and that one's hit high out to left. Can Swager on the move, and he's going to rally to it. We're out number two. Good job by Moreno. The 7-2 lead. Already had walked the batter and fell behind 3-0. Going to do back-to-back walks, and now he's got a chance. Notch a quality start as he faces Fajardo for the third time. Fajardo, a bunt and a ground out. For Moreno, you know, he was here in St. Lucie all year last year. Saw a lot of pitchers in that staff get promoted to Brooklyn. He's starting this year back in St. Lucie. Has seen a lot of pitchers already get promoted, and I'm sure he would like to get up to Brooklyn himself. Well, he's putting forth his best effort as he throws a strike to Fajardo. And then here's a fly into left center. Ramirez jogging to it. Alex puts it away for out number three. Another quality inning tossed by Moreno tonight. He's gone six innings, allowing just two runs, both unearned. He's done his part for sure. So is the offense with four solo homers. We're off to the seventh. It's 7-2 Mets.
Academy Bucks.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Now batting for St. Lucie, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Back in Dunedin, Omar De Los Santos at the plate, fouling the pitch off and then taking one inside against a new pitcher, a lefty, first one of those tonight, Alvarado. Well, Hennis Alvarado, and here's a ground ball past third. They're going to call foul. Ooh, very close. Hard bouncer by Omar, apparently just to the left of the bag, bidding for his fourth double of the series. Two yesterday, and he had an RBI double in his last at-bat in the fifth. Mets lead this game 7-2. They've scored two runs in each of the past three innings as the offense has come to life. As De Los Santos swings and misses at the wipeout curveball. Strikeout for Alvarado to begin the seventh. Yeah, the Mets in the four-game losing streak, only seven total runs.
Number 12,
they have six in the last three innings. For those wondering where the offense went, here it is in spades as William Lugo hits. He's one for three. He's got an RBI tonight. There's a curveball at 77 for a strike. Alvarado pitching in his 10th game this season. He's been touched up a bit. 15 innings, 21 hits, and 15 runs. 10 walks and 14 strikeouts. He's hit four batters. Also in Dunedin last year for eight games with an 8.84 ERA. This year, 9.2. It's a lower leverage spot here for him, down five in the seventh. His last appearance, walked four, gave up three runs, recording just one out in Daytona. And he gets a swing and a miss here on Lugo, back-to-back strikeouts. Well, again, one of those all-or-nothing games for the Mets. They have slugged four home runs. They have not walked, and they have struck out 12 times. And what was that four-home run game? I'm going to look it up right now. How many times did the Mets walk, and how many times did they strike out? Well, they struck out 14 times, walked twice. I think everybody wants part of the home run action. Here's Consuegra. He homered in the fourth. As this pitch is swung through, it's 1-1. All the home runs for the Mets tonight, solo shots. Consuegra, Wold, Guerrera. And Villalobos. There's a pitch that's no good. It's 2-1. Curveball fouled away. Well, that curveball starts almost in the other batter's box to these right-handed hitters. Winds up over the middle of the plate. Not a lot of movement on it. 2-2, this one in the dirt. Full count. And this pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Probably the best inning of the year for Alvarado. Strikes out the side in the seventh. We're at the stretch. Mets leading 7-2. We'll see if it's the bullpen or Moreno when we come back.
And it's now time to get up.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
have our answer to who's pitching for the Mets. It's the righty, Levi David. He takes over for Moreno. Moreno has lowered his season ERA to 2.88. He's making a good bid to join Zwack, Hardy, Seymour, Vassell.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, players who started
on the Mets pitching staff and have gone up to Brooklyn. Six innings, four hits, two runs, neither earned. Three walks and three strikeouts. 89 pitches, 53 strikes, Moreno. Got a big double play ball in the third inning. The game was 1-0 Mets. Runners at the corners, a key point in the contest. Now David takes over facing the 8-9 and one hitters, the five-run lead. And his first pitch is skipped to the backstop for ball one to Jomar Hernandez. Now, last time Levi David pitched, I'm sure it's not something that he would like to repeat or dwell on, as this pitch is low. He got a couple outs to end an inning, and then he walked three batters on 12 pitches the next inning and was taken out. That was in a tie game in the sixth. All three of those runners he walked scored, and this pitch is a ball, and it's already 3-0 on Hernandez. And this pitch is the backstop. It was last four batters now. 16 balls and no strikes.
Center fielder, number 11, Hugo Cardona.
Had to sit with that performance, which was Friday night, all weekend, and the start of this series. Try to shake it off and get back on track. Here's Cardona. And the leash, I don't think, is going to be very long, as this is a ball inside, because the Mets have already got a guy warming up in the bullpen. That looks like Nate Jones. Yeah. This pitch in for a strike at 83. So that snaps the strikeless streak. One pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike, and now he's working ahead, 1-2. The stuff, when you see it, very lively for Levi David, but hitters will lay off if it's not close. 1-2, fouled away. That was another good pitch. Was in the zone. Pitch again, check swing, and he went around. Strike three, sit down, Hugo Cardona. Now that pitch was in the dirt, but he had thrown three straight in there, and we at least had Cardona thinking.
Second baseman, number 44, Adrian.
That's encouraging. Levi David rallied back from five straight balls to throw four straight strikes, and now back to the top in Pinto. This breaking ball is inside for ball one. Pinto, 1-for-3 with an infield hit. Ground out, reaching on an error and scoring on a balk. 7-2 Mets, one out and a runner on first in the bottom of the seventh inning. David throws a fastball. A little low, 95. Really not a bad pitch. Two out, up high for ball three. Have some tough hitters coming up. They haven't done much tonight. The heart of the order. 3-0, over for a strike at 95 again. Hernandez, the catcher, short leadoff first base, down five. He's not going anywhere. There's a foul tip. Fastball 94. It's a full count. I'm not sure, down 5 runs in the 7th inning, Blue Jays can afford to try base stealing. 3-2 pitch. Oh, no, it hit him in the helmet. Pinto is down. He's pushing himself up. He will take the gear off, and he will head down to first. Scary scene. Blue Jays trainer will take one step out of the dugout. A Pinto hit on the helmet, a glancing blow. And he will head down to first base.
Number 14, Esteban Machado.
Yikes. Scary scene. Never like to see that. So a walk, a strikeout, and hit batter. 15 pitches in the inning. Only 6 strikes. And here is Machado, who's 0 for 2 with the walk. And he will check his swing. He goes around. A swinging strike. I'm not sure, again, how long Levi David's leash is here. I mean, basically, as he started this inning, and Nate Jones is already working in the bullpen. Robbie Robinson, the manager, on the team on a 4-game losing streak and a 5-run lead. The walks hit batters not going to sit well. Said it many times in this broadcast, the Mets, when they get themselves in the biggest trouble, is with the walks and the hit batters. 1-1. This pitch outside. 2 balls and a strike to Machado. David looks back. A lot of moving around out there by the catcher, Hernandez. This pitch is low for ball 3. And one more misfire, and the bases will be loaded in this game. It'll be getting very interesting. 3-1. A check swing, a full swing on a ball in the dirt. Full couple of feet in front of the plate. It's a wild pitch as well. Pinto up to second. And Hernandez down to third. And Machado, he walks about 15 feet away from the batter's box, takes his helmet off. In complete disgust that he swung at that. It's a 3-2 pitch, and it will be ball 4. Low and in. Machado barking at himself and punching his bat. He's still slamming his equipment down. I think he's still peeved at himself that he swung at that pitch that was 2 feet in front of the plate. Robbie's coming out to make the move. The team playing well tonight with the home runs. Moreno's great start, and you can't have it sink with the reliever who can't throw strikes. So he's got to pull the plug right now. Another two performer, 2-walk performance for Levi David, who's just fighting it right now. He's got good stuff. For whatever reason, he can't find the strike zone consistently. He will depart. The Mets will bring in Nate Jones to try to put out this fire as the tying run now emerges in the on-deck circle for the Blue Jays. And trail 7-2, 1 out in the 7th.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, Nate Jones with the bases loaded jam facing Martinez and the league's most dangerous hitter, Nunez, on deck. That's lead by five, but that's in danger. Here's a ground ball back to Jones. He flips to home for one. Villalobos throw to first. A double play. Jones fired up as he enters the dugout. 1-2-3. Inning-ending double play with the bases loaded. One pitch, and Jones gets the twin killing off the bat of Martinez. The second time Martinez is hit into an inning-ending double play. Mets, wow. Now 43 double plays on the year, most in the league. They really needed that one. We're on to the eighth, 7-2 Mets.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
You know, I give a lot of credit here to the Dunedin folks. The playlist, it's great. I'm not a big music guy as we start the eighth inning. Some of the music they play, I got to say, it's good. It's good. And sometimes it's guilty pleasure stuff. As here's a strike to Jack Thomas Wohl from Alvarado. Well, Alvarado struck out three in a row in the seventh. That's what they call striking out the side, Adam. Now he's got a lefty in Wohl to the plate. Wohl checks his swing. Did he go? No. Boy, the catcher, Hernandez, was begging for it. Only so much as picking up the ball in the dirt and tagging Wohl, but hoping for the out. It's a one and two. One-two pitch, and Wohl will roll it over right side to the second baseman Pinto. He gets rid of it just in time. Well, he was backpedaling and juggling when he gets Wohl. So they played the song last half inning. I know the song. You probably heard it too. If you don't, look it up. It's kind of ridiculous. It's by Walker Hayes. It's very catchy. It's called Fancy Like. There's a line in there. It's, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. And they played that. The Applebee's commercial plays that. And when I first heard the song, it was on the Applebee's commercial. And I was like, Applebee's actually made a song for this commercial? No, it's a legit, like, song by Walker Hayes that Applebee uses. It just makes me laugh that they actually play that in a baseball stadium. Here's a pitch for a Strike on the inside corner. But they had Tom Sawyer by Rush one inning. And Mambo number 5 one inning. One inning, and it'll be Pitbull. There's a lot going on here as this pitch is a strike to Guerrero. Well, Justin today 2-for-3 with a single and a home run. Good day. Good to see him coming out of a little slump here as he takes this ball outside. All right, let's go back to the real play here. The 1-2-3 double play to end the seventh inning. That was a huge spot that Nate Jones came into. The tapper back to the mound and the no panic as this ball is fouled away where Jones fields that with a little leap and then he runs about a quarter of the way home and flips hard underhanded to Villalobos, just guaranteeing that one out at the plate. But then for Villalobos to finish the deal with catching, stepping off the plate, and throwing a dart to first to get Martinez going down the line was well executed. There's a swing and a miss by Guerrero. He strikes out. So Alvarado has now struck out 4 of the 5 he's faced. Two down in the top of the eighth. Bears Sierta coming. So, I mean, it's too late to say that basically ends the game as Bears Sierta drives one deep right field. If this is fair, it's going to be gone. It is a fair ball right into the corner. Bye-bye baseball. Raul Bears Sierta makes it 5 home runs for the St. Lucie Mets. And a flex towards the dugout. And Alvarado, who had been 5-up, 5-down with 4 strikeouts, has just been taken deep. 8-2.
Second baseman.
Wow.
18, Junior
Bear Sierta. He had looked lost his last couple of times up. The opposite field power tucks it right by the right field pole. This is quite a display by the St. Lucie Mets. There's Tilly, and he has struck out 3 times. Bear Sierra to 345 feet. So, yeah, that had clearance by 17 feet. 37-degree launch angle, that's way up there. Exit velocity of 97. And StatCast said he didn't even barrel it up. It's just muscle right there. The sinker at 92 miles per hour. Tillian, a tapper, weakly hit out to short. Machado charging and throwing for the out. That ends the inning, but not before Bear Sierta adds to the home run total. 5 tonight and a new season high for the Mets. And they're still going to get a chance for more in the ninth inning. But first, the home eighth. Mets lead 8-2.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes.
So we start the home eighth with Nate Jones back on the mound and Rainier Nunez coming out to very mellow, soothing walk-up music. Very strange for a player with his power numbers. It's time to go over the history book. Mets making some history tonight. Five home runs tied for the second most home runs hit in a single game in the 34-year history of the team as Jones throws one inside. The record is six. That was on May 6, 2009 versus Palm Beach back at Clover Park. I believe it was known as Tradition Field then. As Nunez breaks his bat, fouls one away. This one will land in the stands. Concourse, and Nunez will go back and get a new bat. Kurt Neuenheis hit two in that game. Former New York Met. Gentlemen by the name of Havens, Guzman, Maldonado, and Pellet also hit home runs. But the big name there, Neuenheis. As a pitch outside, it's 2-1 as we resume after Nunez gets his new bat. This is now the third time in a game the Mets have homered five times. The last being 2012, May 1st, versus Jupiter. This ball is a rocket to left field, right to Consuegra. Nunez all over it, allowed out.
Third baseman, number six, Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani, 1-4-2 with the double and a walk, is up. 8-2 Mets, one out, nobody on in the eighth. This pitch is a ball outside. That line drive out by Nunez, yeah, that was hit 114 miles per hour. Oh, that was on Stanley fast. How fast? Hang time on that. 2.8 seconds? 2.4. Somebody check Stanley's palm, make sure he's all right. Pitch is inside to Palmigiani. It's 2-0. Jones throws one high for ball three. May 1st, 2012 versus Jupiter. Robbie Shields, Corey Vaughn, Wilfredo Tovar, and Wilmer Flores all homered. And a Lucas homered. But Wilmer Flores, a notable name there. Wilfredo Tovar as well. New York Mets just finished playing Wilmer Flores, the Giants.
Right fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Mets also had five homer games in 2001 versus Sarasota and 1998 at Vero Beach. Notable name there, Marvin Seal in 2001 hit two home runs in a game. The Mets tonight, five home runs, five solo home runs. They'll try to tie the team record in the ninth. There's a pitch or a strike to Salinas. Mets in the ninth will have Villalobos, who's already homered, Ramirez, who's certainly capable, and De Los Santos, who is more than capable as well. This pitch inside gets away from Villalobos. Too far to reach. Palmigiani up to second on the wild pitch. Nate Jones, this is relief appearance number 12 for him. He's 1-0, has two saves, not in a position to get a win or save tonight. As this pitch is outside. 16 innings, 16 hits, 6 runs, 4 walks, and 15 strikeouts. Coming off an injury year. Mets fifth round pick in 2019 out of Northwestern State in Louisiana. Here's a ground ball over Nate's head out to the shortstop. Lugo makes the play at first. Ran into Nate outside the hotel today on the way back from golf.
Now batting number 29, Francisco Fajardo. Nate asked me how I
did. Did not do well, as well as I would have liked. Some of us today, we played Copperhead in Innisbrook. That's where they played the Valspar Championship on the PGA Tour, part of the Florida Swing. So that was nice to play the Pro Tour. I told Nate that, and I told him, yeah, Sam Burns, who's won it back-to-back years, a top 10 golfer in the world golf rankings. I said, yeah, I didn't play it like Sam Burns did. He says, oh, I know Sam Burns. I'm like, you do? I'm like, yeah, both from the same area in Louisiana. It's like, oh, small world. Tough course. Tough day out there. Tougher for some of us compared to others. This pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Fajardo, 1-for-3 with the bunt single. Jones trying to put up a zero. Throws one to the backstop. Takes a good kick, and it bounces back to Villalobos, and the runner at third will have to hold. Saw this yesterday, too. Backstop very close to home plate. Just because a ball gets away doesn't mean it's an automatic advance on the bases. It's certainly not going from third to home. Would have been an easy out three for the Mets if Palmigiani tried to come in. There's a ball fouled back. Yeah, so that, you know, limited space hurts the offense, but the offense has also helped because the foul territory is so short here. Some of those pop-ups that will be caught in the warning track. Here's a pitch that gets too far away from Villalobos. Out towards the home dugout. And now Palmigiani scores. So two wild pitches in the inning. That makes it 8-3. Not exactly what Jones wanted with two outs and two strikes, trying to put up another zero. So 2-2 off of Hardo. And there's inside fastball at 94, full count. Pitch inside corner for a ball, but nope, check swing. And guess what? Fajardo went around. Called at home plate by Austin Snow. So Jones gets the strikeout to end the inning. One run scores, no hits, one walk, no errors, nobody left on. Both teams put up a run in the eighth. On to the ninth, Mets with a nice 8-3 lead, going for the team record tie, 6 home runs in a game when we come back.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Alvarado out for his third inning, and he throws a strike to Villalobos in this lefty-lefty matchup. Villalobos 2-for-3 in his last two at-bats, singles, and a homer. Takes this pitch for a ball. Ramirez and De Los Santos to follow. Mets lead by 5 in the ninth. This pitch inside, corner for a strike, 2-1. And Villalobos swings and misses. That's just a tough matchup for a lefty.
One down. Center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
And Alex Ramirez comes up. Alex, 1-for-4 tonight, 1-for-8 in the series. He singled and scored in the fifth. Takes his pitch way outside. Ramirez takes this curveball, 77, 4 strike. It's 1-1. It's been heavy dosage of Uncle Charlie for Alvarado. There's another curve, and it's foul tipped. And he's really trying to stay in the outer portion of the plate, that curveball against Ramirez. 1-2. Too far out. Two-two. Way outside. Ball 3. All curves in this at-bat. Payoff pitch, curveball, outside, ball 4. Yeah, never had any intention of coming over to the heart of the plate to Alex with one of those. That's the first Mets walk to go against 15 strikeouts.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
And Omar De Los Santos will hit. He's 1-for-4 with an RBI double back in the fifth. One of the rare hits that scored a run that wasn't a home run. De Los Santos shoots one foul, a fastball at 91. So Omar sat there and watched nothing but curves balls to Ramirez and immediately gets a heater. A 1, this ball inside, a fastball. 1-1 count. De Los Santos tied up on a curveball inside, 1-2. Ramirez being held on first, not going anywhere. This pitch is swung on and missed. It goes to the backstop. First base occupied, so De Los Santos is out. Ramirez up to second base on the wild pitch. 16th strikeout recorded by the Blue Jays pitching staff tonight. Remember, they had that 24-strikeout game from their pitching staff against Tampa a couple of weeks ago. Mets strike out a lot, not quite Tampa level. But
shortstop, number 12, William Lugo.
You can live with 16 strikeouts when you hit 5 home runs. Here's Lugo. 2 outs in the top of the ninth. William, 1-for-4, with an RBI single, 2 strikeouts, and a flyout. He's got 3 home runs this season. Ramirez trying to steal third. The throw to get him is going to be not in time. Stolen base. So Ramirez swipes third in a 5-run game in the ninth. I wonder if there will be any discussion about that from the Dunedin side after this one. 1-0 pitch, a bouncer to third. The blind scoop by Palmigiani is good. The throw is as well. Well done at third base by Palmigiani. Not an easy play. A run scores if he can't make it. So the Mets in their bid to tie the franchise record with 6 home runs fall 1 short. Nate Jones back out for the ninth, trying to finish off an 8-3 game.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Jomar Hernandez leads off, and he singles into left field on the first pitch by Nate Jones. So the Blue Jays down 5 have a runner. I want to go back to something I said when I was going over Nate Jones' season. I said he's not in line for a win or a save today. I think that's wrong. He came into the game, the bases loaded, and a 5-run lead. And the tying run was on deck. So I think that is a save situation for him, isn't it? Official score, Bill's out there listening. He could tell us. As this pitch is a strike to Cardona. Now he got the double play ball on the first pitch. So that runner on deck representing the tying run never came up. But he's trying to go the final 2 2/3 here. Only 20 pitches coming into the inning as Cardona swings and misses. On the one pitch to get out of the huge jam in the seventh and the 19-pitch eighth where he faced 4, got 3 outs and walked 1. Jones in that low crouch, almost a Sean Reed Foley type crouch, but not quite as wide open. 0-2 pitches fouled away. Let's go over the Mets out of town scoreboard today. New York, boy, went to bed last night. The game was 6-2 San Francisco. Woke up and saw there was all sorts of chaos. Mets overcoming a 6-run deficit to take a 3-run lead, blew that lead, took a lead in the ninth inning, lost that lead as well, despite having 2 outs and nobody on base. Just a brutal loss there, and Diaz couldn't save it, and the hope of turning that around today and getting a win in the finale didn't happen, as San Francisco beat New York 9-3. Thomas Apucki's first career start did not go well, as the ball fouled away, giving up 9 runs in an inning and a third. Called up from Syracuse. So the Mets, I think, you know, that was have lost two in a row just the second time this year, which is wild. I believe they had 14 wins following a loss this season, which really the third longest streak all time. The longest since like 1911. Ground ball to short. Lugo to second. Tillian to first. That's the third double play the Mets have turned today. Their standard 6-4-3 variety. Not quite as exciting as the bases loaded 1-2-3.
Adrian Pinto.
44 double plays turned by the Mets this season. And Dunedin down to its last out. The Mets about to snap a four-game losing skid. First pitch is popped up by Pinto for ball one. One. Ball is out. Dunedin's four-game winning streak on the verge of being cut down at the knees. A 1-1 pitch. Slider 85 just off. Two balls and a strike. Fly ball by Pinto, deep left field. Did he get it all? He did. He leaves the yard. And the Blue Jays down to their last out. Put on the light show. These fancy stadium lights flash on and off to celebrate Pinto's home run, making it 8-4. First home run for the home team tonight.
14, Esteban Machado.
Jones wants to brush it off quick as he faces Machado and throws ball one. And swings and misses at a pitch. Other Mets minor league scores, Syracuse won 7-3 in a morning game. Binghamton lost 5-1. Brooklyn split a doubleheader at Bowling Green. Brooklyn actually took a commercial flight from New York to Kentucky. Won a game 11-9 and lost 8-0. There's a line drive to the gap in right center field by Machado. That's going to get all the way to the wall. Hit off the Tim Horton sign, as I know they're the Canadian affiliate. So Machado, with his first hit of the series, comes in his ninth plate appearance of the series.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby
and
Martinez.
The line keeps moving for Martinez. It's 8-4. And the lead not in jeopardy as we wait for first base coach for Dunedin to collect equipment at second base. I'm sure Nate Jones would like to finish this sooner than later. Facing Martinez, who's 0-4. This is a tough day for Martinez. There's no way around it. As he takes the pitch for a strike, he has hit into two double plays and has struck out. And now he faces the prospect of being the last out of the game. He fouls one off, and the Blue Jays are down to their final strike. Jones looks back at second, the pitch home in the dirt. Everybody on the Mets side, on the tops, leaning over the rail, hoping for one last strike. Jones's pitch, high slider, Two balls, two strikes. Nunez on deck has the power to make it a one-run game. Jones trying to leave him there. Two quick looks back. The pitch home is slugged deep left field. This one hooking towards the line, and that is going to be a fair ball bouncing into the corner. An RBI double for Gabriel Martinez. Makes it 8-5. So hit high and tucked into the left field corner.
First baseman, number 37, Reynard Nunez.
So the three batters hitting with two outs have homered and doubled. It's 8-5, and Victor Ramos going to make the slow walk out to the mound. Trying to coax one last out from Jones. And Damiano Palmigiani has had a great series, lurks on deck as the tying run. And the pitch count here on Nate Jones starting to drive up. He's at 40 now, pitching part of his third inning. Home plate umpire Austin Snow out to break this one up. Victor was not fast walking out, and he's not fast walking off either. He's trying to give Jones any few extra breaths he can. Nunez held in check today 0 for 4, but does have the 114-mile-per-hour lineout. And he breaks his bat, a flare into center field. Long run, reaching for it, unable to catch it is Tillian. Scoring from second base is Martinez. It is 8-6. And Palmigiani, as the tying run, will bat. Tillian running as far as he can. Winds up on his knees out there.
Palmigiani.
As does the right fielder De Los Santos. They could not converge. Well, this has gotten interesting. Palmigiani, a double and two walks in his last three plate appearances. A three-run bottom of the ninth for Dunedin. All with two outs after the double play. And this pitch is low. And when I say early in the broadcast, whenever you're on a losing streak, the wind that snaps it usually doesn't come easy. Palmigiani takes a pitch outside. It's 2-0. The Mets fiercely getting somebody loosened in the bullpen. As Roque Salinas on deck is the winning run. Palmigiani rips one foul. Right off the rolled up tarp. 8-6 Mets. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. It's been that way for five hitters now. Palmigiani stings one to center field. Tracing back is Ramirez. He's got room. He's got the ball. It's over. Mets win. 8-6. And to hold the breath at the last moment. Long fly out for Palmigiani ends it. So Jones survives the rally in the ninth. And the Mets end their four-game losing streak and the Blue Jays' four-game winning streak with this 8-6 victory on a Wednesday night at TD Ballpark. The Mets slug five home runs, tying for the second most in franchise history. You get a great start from Luis Moreno. And the relievers, David and Jones, get the outs necessary to finish it off. With the win, the Mets improved to 27-14. They will remain at least four games up over Jupiter in first place. Jupiter is only losing by one in the seventh
Your
inning.
Blue Jays, continue their series.
Blue Jays
the
fall to 18-23. This six-game series is now tied one game apiece. Nights.
sponsored by Budweiser.
The Mets are now 4-4.
Don't miss out on one
on this 12-game road trip.
The
Happy High Five line for the boys in gray and orange wrapping up, as is this broadcast. But first, post-game show on the other side of the break to wrap up the Mets' 8-6 win.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark. Adam McDonough with you from atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth, centered right behind home plate. Great view to bring you a ball game, celebrating a Mets victory. 8-6 over the Dunedin Blue Jays to snap a four-game losing streak. Let's get to the scoring summary. Mets took a 1-0 lead in the second inning when Wold doubled and Guerrero drove him in for a 1-0 lead. Mets got back-to-back home runs from Consueger and Wold in the fourth to go up 3-0. Mets scored two more in the fifth inning to go up 5-0. It was an RBI double by De Los Santos, bringing home Villalobos, and then Lugo singling to left to score Ramirez. 5-0 Mets. The Blue Jays got two back in the home fifth inning, unearned runs on an RBI ground out to bring home Hernandez, and then a balk by Moreno to score Pinto. It made it 5-2. Mets hit two more home runs in the sixth inning for Guerrero, a leadoff home run, and Villalobos, a solo home run with two outs. That extended the lead to 7-2. Mets got a fifth home run from Bear Sierra in the eighth to make it 8-2. The fifth home run of the night for the Mets. This after they homered four times in a game 6 days ago. Very impressive streak on the road here for the team. And that fifth home run by Bear Sierra tying for the second most all time for the St. Lucie Mets. So it was 8-2 Mets in the bottom of the eighth inning. A walk, a couple wild pitches brought home a run for Dunedin in the eighth to make it 8-3. And then after a double play ball made it two outs in the ninth inning, it got exciting. Not the way the Mets wanted it, though. Pinto hits a home run to make it 8-4. Machado and Martinez hit doubles to make it 8-5. Nunez bloops in a broken bat single to make it 8-6. Up comes Palmigiani as the tying run. He's already hit a home run and a double in this series, and he lines out deep center field as everybody for the Mets side holds their breath. But Jones got the job done in the end, despite the three-run ninth, stranding the tying run at the plate and the winning run on deck. So that's the scoring summary. Now to the box scores, starting with the line score. St. Lucie, 8 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors. Dunedin, 6 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Hitters in the game. Multiple hit games for Wold for the second time in the series. Guerrero and Bear Sierra and Villalobos, who picks up his first two hits as a St. Lucie Met. Again, homers for Consuegra, Wold, Guerrero, Villalobos, and Bear Sierra, all solo home runs for Villalobos and Wold, their first of the season. for the Blue Jays. Pinto from the top spot goes 2-for-4, scores twice, drives in a run. The other multi-hit game was Hernandez, who went 2-for-3 with a run and a walk. Pitchers in the game, Moreno gets the win. He's 3-0 now, drops his ERA to 2.88. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, neither were earned. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts on 89 pitches. Levi David just gets 1 out, walks 2, hits a batter, strikes out a batter. No runs, thanks to the good work of Jones, who got the double play with the bases loaded and 1 out. 2 2/3 innings for Nate with 5 hits and 4 runs, a walk and a strikeout. Boy, where'd the Mets be without the 2 double play balls he got? Maybe still playing. For Dunedin, Dominguez takes the loss 0-2. It's his record. 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, no walks and 7 strikeouts. Kelly giving up 6 hits and 4 runs in 2 innings with 3 walks. Alvarado, 3 innings, a hit. Just the Bears here at the homer, a walk and 6 strikeouts. So despite giving up the 5 home runs, the 3 Dunedin pitchers strike out 16 against just 1 walk. Mets struck out 5 and walked 6. Ball game played in 2 hours and 33 minutes. Not too bad for 14-inning runs in the game. Attendance just 163. Felt like more. Maybe it's just because it's such an intimate little stadium here. Now we turn our attention to tomorrow. The Mets will try to grab a series lead and a mini 2-game winning streak. It'll be another 6:30 start against the Blue Jays. Weather looks good. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:20. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from TD Ballpark, the St. Lucie Mets 8, the Dunedin Blue Jays 6. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. Hope all of you out there in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.